Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us here at Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado. And this evening, we've got a lot to talk about, and one of my really favorite writers is going to be on the show with us tonight, Sandra Miller. But before we get to her, and before we get to the items that she's going to bring to you, and I've got some other exciting guests as we come along, I want to direct your attention to newswithviews.com today, and I wrote a piece called Iraq War Based on Fraud, Bush Proves Immoral and Unethical. And I want you to have an appreciation for this thing because I have just gotten hundreds of emails that have responded to it, and most of them are saying thank you very much for exposing the Iraq war for what it is, based on fraud and the unethical aspect of it. But one of the things that I found out after, and you have to understand, I'm 60 years old, from 68 through 71, I was U.S. Army Second Lieutenant, Medical Service Corps officer, and I got to see all the kids get shot up and killed and burn patients and amputees at Brooke Army down there in Fort Sam and certainly Fort Benning, certainly in Fort Riley, and the kind of carnage that left those kids with no arms, no legs, oftentimes napalm burns just simply melted their bodies down. They didn't have eyelids, they didn't have lips, they didn't have noses, they didn't have ears. I got to see some of the ugly, ugly things about war that very few people get to see, and to this day, I have a peace ring on my little pinky finger given to me by my roommate back in college, Phil, who was, drafted out of the room, out of our college room there at Michigan State University, and then taken over to Vietnam. And he gave me the ring, and he said, if I get back, we'll have a beer, and we'll talk about it. And if I don't, wear it and become a man of peace. Well, I wear the ring to this day since 1968. And I put my hands on his name on the wall there, the Vietnam War Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C., every year when I go there, and I just break down in tears. I break down in grief. Phil did not get to live his life, and he didn't get to live it because of President Jack Kennedy, certainly Lyndon Baines Johnson, and Richard Nixon just created a protracted war, and it was based on the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which was a complete fraud. And David Halberstam brought that out in the Best and the Brightest book that he wrote on the whole thing, that we get entangled into these wars because our leaders and the big corporations, simply the military-industrial complex, dictates them. And so I exposed that reality here in this column, and boy, I mean, 95% of the letters that came in, thank you very much, and then another 5%, well, you're a rotten, terrible person, and you're dumber than a dumb jackass, to say the least, and so forth. But I want to say this, and this is my own appreciation, whether it was Gulf of Tonkin resolution that got us into 58,000 deaths and 350,000 wounded, or this ridiculous war over in Iraq where this guy was a thug in a sandbox, and I talk about it in my column. We were not threatened by Iraq. Never were, never could have been. He was a thug in a sandbox, didn't have any delivery systems. The only thing he could do is threaten his own people. Well, we can't go around this world and continue to pretend that we can police the world because we cannot. And so I wrote a very powerful, very compelling piece. I direct you to newswithviews.com. It'll be on rinse.com tomorrow. It'll be on American Chronicle. And the fact is, we're giving up our kids, 4,000 of them almost to date right now, another 28,000 horribly wounded over there in Iraq. And all for what? A protracted war that George Bush simply is the little puppet guy that's making it happen. And we're the ones that are the collateral damage. And at the end of it, I just said an American mother summed up George Bush with these words. Why is George Bush going to his daughter's wedding while I'm going to my son's funeral? Be right back after the next comments. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots.
Oh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And I want to finish up with that before I get with my guest here, because it gets to be real emotional for me. There are a lot of mothers and fathers out there getting their kids sent over to Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're getting them killed in a protracted civil war. In other words, you can't solve a civil war. You'd have to kill everybody on both sides in order to stop the war itself. And that's the fraud of the Iraq war now, for staying over there. Well, we're going to bring stability. I can tell you this right now. When I was 21, and when I was in the Army, and when I was sitting there watching guys get killed left and right, 300 a week, Nixon and Johnson, it broke Johnson in the end. I mean, you notice Johnson just faded out, and he was depressed the rest of his life because of all the horror that he brought on the world. And all for what? Vietnam is now one country. And so what? If you look at Korea, what's the good of us sending 37,000 troops over there annually? What was good of 33,000 kids getting killed in Korea? Let them take care of their own problems in their own world. Our leaders seem to have some kind of a premonition that they have to figure out everybody's business, that we have to bring our democracy, a Republican form of government, to countries that have Sharia law and have had it for almost 2,000 years, well, 1,400 years for Sharia law. You can no more bring democracy to a Zulu war tribe you can bring democracy to Iraq. And anybody with a brain can see that. You can't take an advanced form of governance, such as a Republican constitutional form of Republican government, and try to introduce it to a culture that can't understand it, can't even incorporate it, because its culture and its language and its history is so totally different. Democracy is not for everybody. It's a wonderful, and obviously we have a fantastic government here, but we have an intelligent, highly educated, well, at least we have had it in the past, country where democracy and a constitutional republic can work. But it can't work, it won't work, and we're just simply pretending, and George Bush and all those that keep telling the lies and the advantages and all the good things happening, the same thing happened over in Vietnam when 58,000 kids got killed and another 350,000 got their bodies blown all to heck. So you go to that piece and you'll see what where I'm putting this down. We are the citizens of America being forced into a protracted war based on Halliburton's money and the money lenders, and it's breaking this country. And if you think I'm a little bit emotional about it, you're right, because Phil would be here right now. We'd be going skiing this weekend if it wasn't for Nixon and LBJ and even Jack Kennedy getting us into Vietnam. And so at the same time, I explain that as he pretends to have the war on terror, he leaves our borders wide open, ladies and gentlemen, fellow American citizens, moms and dads out there, grandpas and grandmas. And I got two boys right now, 21 and 24, and they're trying to live their lives. But what about the ones that are in the Army? Should they be sacrificed? You know, it gets to me. Because this war is a fraud. It is perpetrated by businessmen at Halliburton, arms dealers, the military-industrial complex, and our kids are nothing more than collateral damage. They are nothing more than cannon fodder. So if you want to read this piece and you want to see the facts and the figures on this thing, by all means. And that's going to follow a segue right now to our guest. The fact is, if we had a war on terror, you would see all of our borders being locked down with military personnel instead of 572,000 of our military personnel on 700 bases around the world in 120 countries. They'd be here protecting our country. But instead, George Bush leaves the borders wide open. And in fact, he even takes men like Campion and Ramos and throws them in jail for doing their job stopping the kind of people coming across those borders. And so in Phoenix, Arizona right now, we have one woman that I think is just an outstanding writer. She's a tremendous patriot. She's the Susan B. Anthony, the Betsy Ross, the Eleanor Roosevelt of the 21st century, because she sees what's going on and the fraud that is being perpetrated on the United States public and the media that continues this ridiculous war while our borders are completely overrun by illegal aliens, drug smugglers, jihadist Muslims, you name it. And so I want to welcome tonight Sandra Miller out of Phoenix, Arizona. And Sandy, thank you for joining the show tonight.
Oh, Frosty, it's a pleasure to be here. One of the things, as we know, people have to have things boiled down into 30-second sound bites. And one of the things I've always found to be very effective, because as we know, you get called a racist, a hate monger, all that.
Oh, yeah, been called.
And worse.
Oh, yeah.
And, I can't ever remember anybody coming back when I say, you know what? Skin color has nothing to do with it. The only color at issue is green. And it just goes, it's right along with what you said about the war in Iraq, about everything like that.
Well, it truly
all
is
green.
That thing called a greenback dollar.
Yep.
And in so many ways, we're so many of us in our own country. It's the thousands of people who hire an illegal alien nanny. It's the thousands who hire a bricklayer or a painter or a roofer. It's the thousands who hire a lawn mowing person that's illegally in this country. I think it was Lenin way back in the 1919 said, if you sell the capitalists enough rope, you'll sell them enough to hang themselves. And when you really talk about it, here we are in this war. In this war, anybody can tell you, it's about money.
It's about greed.
It's about greed. And it's about, even when I was in the Army, and I was an officer, so I didn't get ordered around as much, and I had a little bit of authority. And one of the things I found out was a lot of the guys that went for infantry, Queen of Battles, Fort Benning, Georgia, I've crawled through all that at Constantino Wire myself. I went through the PT training. I went through all the combat zone stuff. Is that there's always somebody that wants to become a colonel. Then they want to become a captain. They want to become a colonel. They want to be a major colonel and so forth. And then right into the general. And there's always somebody that wants to have that power. And so when you look at the military-industrial complex, how can they maintain themselves? And so what do? They are really part of that military-industrial complex that really plans new wars for us to fight and our kids to die in. And the only difference right now, Sandy, is the fact that these kids that are getting killed over there volunteered. Yeah. But the problem is that these kids volunteered out of a sense of country, out of a sense of patriotism, but our own president doesn't have enough patriotism to really be a responsible man and a responsible president, not to sit there and get these kids blown up for absolutely no reason whatsoever. So I'm a little emotional tonight about the whole thing, but it's very frustrating.
Like you, Vietnam was my generation's war.
Yep. It really was.
I've gone to Washington, D.C. Of course, we all know, the kids that come there, there are thousands of them just mobbing the place. And most of the time you can deal with it, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial. But the day I went to the Vietnam Wall and I saw these kids just noisy, I thought, I can't stand this. But I thought, there's no sense in you saying anything about it. Just come back when it's quiet. And one of the vendors told me, said, you come back at 6 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody here. And I did.
Well, I understand, because when I go there, I know that those 58,000 kids that died in Vietnam died for absolutely nothing but politicians who cowered in the corners, who did nothing to really find out what was going on in Vietnam. Westmoreland calling for more troop buildup, and then Johnson told us before he got elected that he was a dove. He wasn't going to send these kids into this war zone. He was going to get out. And the reason he got elected was because of Barry Goldwater was going to nuke them. And you sit there and you wonder, what were these men thinking? We're 10,000 miles on the other side of the planet, getting our kids killed off, and yet somebody was making money. And I remember one of the authors, and I forget what his name was, but he said, we've met the enemy over there in Vietnam, and the enemy is us. And I am stymied that all the years later that we as a nation supported George Bush with no constitutional authority whatsoever, and there's no declared war here once again, and sending his own private. And this is a private army. This is a private army we have right now, because it's all volunteers. And they just simply take the orders and they go over there thinking that their president, who hid out during Vietnam, who was in the National Guard, who got drunk most of the weekends, this is the man who's leading them into war as if it's going to make any difference. I can tell you this, that once we get out of Iraq and Afghanistan, everything will go back to the same. And the only difference is these kids got killed for nothing. And that's why it's so immoral,
Frosty,
to me.
We can be 10,000 miles away, but we have just as cowardly a politicians right in our own cities because of something called a sanctuary order.
All righty, well, we're going to go right back to that. And ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, I'm just a little bit emotional this evening, but gosh darn it, you got to get on the front end of these deals. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully you got a little bit of, I can get fired up sometimes. I'm emotional just like you are, and when I think of the sons and daughters that are losing their legs, and in front of Time magazine, a couple of daughters that had both legs blown off, and I remember George Bush going into a VA hospital, and he gave a Purple Heart to a black sergeant and a white sergeant, and just thanking them for their service. And, you know, if I were one of those two sergeants, I would have said, well, could you give me back my legs, sir? You know, I mean, for him to go in there, I would be embarrassed if I had any kind of conscience, knowing that I lied like a lawyer to get the, you know, like the Johnny Cochran lied to get O.J. Simpson off, lied like O.J. Simpson just to get us into this Iraq. But as Sandy said, and Sandy, why don't you make that same comment that you made just before about why we're in this Iraq war and how it got created because of?
Well, we weren't because of greed. But those of us that were around for Vietnam, we weren't supposed to be here anymore to remind the younger people what it is. We were supposed to be long gone by now. And that's the worst part of it, because people like you and I, that Vietnam War was our generation's war, we're not letting them forget.
Well, we certainly are. And I was amazed because the inspectors were simply, they could have been doing a proctology exam for the next decade or two to make sure that Saddam Hussein wasn't doing anything bad, and they never found any weapons of mass destruction because, guess what, folks? There weren't any. The same thing that happened with the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, we now know was a fraud, but it was the single pivotal resolution and moment that got us into Vietnam for those 10 years and got all those kids killed. And not only that, we dumped all the Agent Orange all over Vietnam. We caused so much birth defect in the Vietnamese. We killed 3 million, I think it was 3 million Vietnamese. And these people have a right to their own choices in their own countries, and we cannot police the rest of the world because it's impossible. And this war is breaking us. We're $9 trillion in debt, so it's a great frustration. And at the same time, the borders are wide open, Sandy.
They are indeed. You and I have both been there and seen them.
Well, we certainly have been there and seen them. And me, especially going down to the border, being on both sides of that border, watched all the trash, the garbage, the filth, the layup sites, and the colonias that are down there. And literally, we're importing the third world poor of Mexico. We're having to pay for their incarceration. We've got their drugs coming across. We've got to pay for their schooling. We've got to pay for their language changeover, which is not working, ESL courses. And, of course, we're paying for all their 400,000 anchor babies every year at the very minimum estimate and at a cost of multiple billions of dollars. And so if you could, and now I want to move away from my little frustrations and my little soapbox about the Vietnam War and certainly about the Iraq War and the commonality of both of them. What's happening in, and ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Miller writes prolifically and powerfully and compellingly there in the Arizona arena, and certainly I'd love to have, anytime you read anything from her, you know you're going to get some straight scoop. What's happening in Arizona right now, and how is it affecting you, and how is it affecting all? Because I know Russell Pierce is doing some great job, and new laws are coming to bear.
Russell Pierce is. He had considered running for Congress, but just a couple of days ago, he's abandoned that, and he's going to stay in the Arizona legislature. He is term limited out for the House, so he and another friend of his that is just an equally a good supporter are going to swap. She's a senator. She's going to go back to the House. He's going to swap and go up to the Senate.
Amen to that.
And he has a bill this year which should really talk about the fireworks in Baghdad. There's a bill and there's an accompanying ballot initiative that will forbid any Arizona hospital or state agency from issuing a citizenship birth certificate for a baby without one parent being a citizen.
That's an exciting idea.
It is, because what's going to happen is it will force the issue into court, which is exactly where it should be.
Exactly.
And make the court make a decision on it, and then from there we know what to do. But it's just as I predicted about 3 years ago with Prop 200.
Mm-hmm.
The whole objection to Prop 200 was not the voting or the benefits that illegals would not be able to participate. It's the fact that it implemented a process into state administration by which citizenship is verified. And that's a slippery slope. It's like the camel getting its nose in your tent. Once they knew, the illegals knew, that once that process were implemented into state law and state policy, who knew where it would stop?
Well, and the delightful thing is that you've got men like Russell Pierce that are really taking the bull by the horns, and they're succeeding. And even the Hispanics in Arizona voted for that. So it's really that's the key here. We're going to come back with Sandy Miller here after these commercial comments, and he can give you a really full-blown appreciation for what's happening across this country as we start to drive the illegal aliens out of the United States of America. If they want to, they can come back legally. They sure can't stay here illegally. Thanks for joining us. Be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm just thankful that you're there, out there appreciating, and I know a lot of you have already gone to newswithviews.com to read that article. It minces no words, and it comes from a man who is the same age as George Bush, and I know exactly what he did during the Vietnam War. He sat on his butt, got drunk on weekends, and didn't even attend most of his National Guard meetings, and here he turns right around and perpetrates a war on these American kids. And our best and our finest, and now, unfortunately, even our women are getting their tail feathers shot off over there. And like I said, in the end, nothing will change. The Muslim world will continue on its way, and there will always be dictators, and there will always be all sorts of things. And what we need to do is take care of business in our own country and deal with our own citizens and deal with our own lives here. Now, one of the things that we're talking about is about the sanctuary policy in Arizona. So, Sandy, if you can just bring some points on, and also give your email address out, ladies and gentlemen, so that you can email her, because you're gonna get some ways to beat the sanctuary policies that's now going across this country in well over 30 top cities that allows illegal aliens to remain in this country and safe from deportation.
Glad to, Frosty. First of all, that it's not the sanctuary policy is not spreading. It's just the awareness of it that is. It's been around for a long time.
Since 1979.
But the local leaders have kept it quiet.
Right.
It's now coming out. And what I usually try to do is give people a primer of how to. What do you want to say? And when your government officials, your elected politicians, use these phony excuses, what do you want to respond? Now, the very first thing they're going to do, you're going to want to ask, what is the police department's sanctuary policy? And you go to your city councilman or you go to your city manager, and they're going to get their feathers ruffled and say, oh, we don't have a sanctuary policy. We're not a sanctuary city. And you know what that says? It's just like John McCain saying, I'm not for amnesty. It's a sanctuary policy. And the way you can tell is if it allows an illegal alien to break the law and not be deported, it's sanctuary.
Yes,
just
it is.
That simple. Just that simple. Now, what's going to happen, and we've had this, we've had a real furor about it over the last 3 to 4 months here in Phoenix, because the most recent officer that was shot, Officer Nick Erfel, was shot, I believe, on the 18th of September by an illegal alien who had previously been deported, who had been picked up before, and because of the sanctuary policy, nobody checked to see if he was a deportable alien, and so he walked free and shot and killed a policeman. The statistics were that 5 out of the last 7 officers shot in the line of duty
in Phoenix.
In Phoenix, were killed by illegal aliens.
5 out of the last 7, ladies and gentlemen, that's happening all over the country right now.
It
but
is.
Not only is it happening to police officers, it's happening to American citizens. They're getting run over by the drunks, and they're getting killed by the illegals.
That's right. The numbers are, and people don't even question them anymore. 25 Americans every day are killed by illegal aliens. They're murdered. They're hit and run, drunk driving, 25 a day. That's over 9,000 a year. That's 3 times the number killed on September 11th. Now, here's what's going to happen. When you start questioning, why can't we get rid of these sanctuary orders, the excuses that come about are very predictable. And I'm going to go through a few of them. And what I would recommend that you do, this commentary is printed in a local newspaper. I'll give you my email address, and if you want a copy of it, I will be glad to send it to you. The email address is sjm, like Sam, John, Mary, 20727 at quest, quest.net. Excuse number one is, oh, well, now we can't do that because we might be racially profiling people or violating their constitutional rights. Here's something that if 1 out of 10,000 Americans know it, I would be surprised. In 1969, the United States Senate ratified the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations. That requires that any civilian police department in any country that signed that treaty must immediately notify the consul of a foreign national if they pick them up, detain them, or arrest them. Now, what that means to us is when these police chiefs, these officers, these politicians say, we'd be racially profiling people, that is baloney, because 38 years ago, we began observing this treaty. These police departments have for 38 years had a process in place to determine who is a foreign national, whether they're legal or illegal. 38 years, folks. And again, I'll read it to you. It's called the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations. So it's been in effect for over almost 40 years. These police departments that tell you, oh, we can't do that without racially profiling people, they have been doing it for over 3 decades. Or they've been violating the treaty, one of the two.
Exactly.
That's whenever I tell people that just their mouths hang open.
Oh, I know. Let's go to excuse number two.
Number two for
sanctuary.
We hear
policy.
This one. Immigration law. Well, first of all, the scam they try to put over on us is that immigration laws have to be handled differently than others. No.
Well, they're complex, right?
They're complex. Well, so is every other law. Tax law is complex, divorce law, estate law, criminal law, they're all complex. That's why lawyers specialize. Immigration laws are no more complex than any other. And my feeling is that they're no different. They should be handled no differently than any others, and the lawbreakers should be handled just like any other lawbreakers. But instead, because of pandering, because of political correctness, we have been sold this bill of goods that, oh, we can't do this with immigration laws. Another one that the city councilman gave me the other day is that he says, well, immigration is a very divisive issue. And, of course, that's a signal that I'm supposed to shut up because, of course, we don't want to be divisive. And I said, councilman, I said, every legal dispute is divisive. I said, you ever go to probate court where heirs
exactly.
are fighting over the last nickel? You ever go to divorce court? He said, they're
yeah,
no more
like
divisive than immigration
Smith's,
laws. And I mean, I've been in a probate court, and let me tell you, I've never seen anything in immigration to match that one. Excuse number four, it's a federal law. Well, you know what? So is bank robbery. But if a cop picks you up for speeding and he does a check on your driver's license and he finds out you've been convicted of bank robbery or you have a warrant out for you, that's not going to keep him from slapping the cuffs on you and taking you in. So why is immigration, being a federal law, different? Again, pandering and political correctness.
You know, Sandy, how do they get... And that happens here in Colorado. I mean, Ritter says, well, it's a federal law. And Hickenlooper, who has sanctuary policy in Denver, he's the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a federal problem. How do they get away with that when we realize that the excuse number four, it's a federal law, is just bogus, as bogus can be?
Well, this week... our mayor, Phil Gordon, some of us call him Flip-Flop Phil.
Yeah, Flip-Flop Phil Gordon, right.
Yeah, he made a speech, and he called for comprehensive immigration reform. And I emailed his office, and I said, seems to me that Mayor Gordon has forgotten immigration is a federal law. He's a local person. He doesn't have any business making comments about that. Stick to the same lie, folks. Another one that we hear a lot about is our officers, if we do this, meaning if we check the immigration status of every person that we encounter in routine law enforcement, it'll just take too much time. That'll be all we're doing. Well, what that tells me is that in the 10 or 20 years that we've had a sanctuary policy, the illegal alien population has skyrocketed such that that's all they have time to do. Well, that's gone on long enough. Quit it.
Well, you know, I would also add this, Sandy. If it's too time-consuming, I would bet that every car that's stolen, and in the Phoenix area in 2005, I think, it was 2006, the Arizona DMV... showed that there were 57,600 cars stolen in the Phoenix area of Arizona, and virtually 99% of them were from illegal aliens stealing them. I would imagine that you would think that that's really too time-consuming to go out and do all the reports, and all you know, and then you'd think all the insurance rates and all of that would be really time-consuming too. But
well,
then you start looking
that,
at the
people
anchor...
that have been in accidents with illegal aliens or had their cars stolen tell me that that's just about what the police tell them. It, you know, we can't write up a report, just file it with your insurance company.
You would think that somebody would start saying, enough of this. I want my police officers to do a whole bunch of time-consuming work to get rid of all those. Because, I mean, it also spreads right into the time-consuming in the schools to teach their kids, to take care of their anchor babies, to take care of the criminals that simply go into the prisons there. And I think the costs to Arizona with over 500,000 illegal aliens was over almost $1,000 per family in sheer loss of income to that family to pay for all the illegals
mm-hmm.
in the state of Arizona.
It was. And another thing, they say, well, officers, ICE won't come, so officers will have to stand around waiting for them. Well, I'd challenge them to go on a ride-along with officers one day, because that's what they spend a lot of their time doing. They wait for the ambulance to come. They wait for the fire truck to come. That's what they do.
Well, that's what
and
they get
nobody
paid for.
Nobody is saying, I don't hear Police Chief Jack Harris saying, well, then we're just spending too much time standing around. I want you people to just call the bomb squad, tell the citizen, hey, they're on their way, and take off. I don't see that.
Takes my breath away and makes my head hurt at the same time.
The thing that I think stunned people is that I took the written policy. The police department finally put it out on their website instead of hiding it, because it got to the point where everybody knew what it was. It's called Operations Order 1.4, and so they made the Operations Order 1.4. tells what crimes someone will be called to ICE, that a call will be made to ICE. There are only two.
What are they?
Human smuggling and load vans. That's it.
In other words, they'll call the police officers in and make a claim for drug dealers and human smugglers.
Nope, not drug dealers.
Oh, no.
No.
They don't arrest drug dealers because of the policy also?
Not unless they can. Well, again, remember Paul Charlton was the U.S. attorney that made the policy that if, as long as you are arrested with less than 500 pounds of pot, they won't prosecute you.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't know about that one?
Oh.
And Mr. Charlton is now a member of the Mayor Gordon's Blue Ribbon Panel, who is developing recommendations on changes to make to Operations Order 1.4. But what I did, after I looked at that and saw what they would call ICE for, I said, you know what? We need to look at the glass half empty. And so one of the officers that I met several times in the protests that we'd gone to, I just asked him if he would make a list of felonies. Things that were felonies. And so we did. Things like burglary, robbery, assault with a deadly weapon,
mm-hmm.
reckless endangerment,
yes.
drunken disorderly, public drunkenness. We're talking hostage taking, kidnapping, rape. Did I say child molestation?
No, you can get to that one, because that's a biggie with the illegals.
And yes, it is. And all these things, when we published the card and distributed it out, and we've published it in a local paper, we did find a twice weekly one that will print it. The Arizona Repugnant certainly won't.
Of course
People
not.
People were just stunned. They said, you mean all these things they can do and nobody calls immigration? I said, that's right. Well, what we did, Frosty, and the editor of the paper, he read that, and he was about as stunned as everybody. And he said, you know, I don't think this is right. So he read it. He said, well, he says, I see what you mean, but he said, I just don't think it's right. He said, I don't think it's correct. And I said, well, why don't we do this? This is early November. I said, it's a letter to the editor. I said, it is just opinion. It's not something that the paper can be held liable for. I said, why don't you print it? And then, if it's wrong, let Jack Harris dispute it in writing. Make him come out of the, out from under his desk. Make him put it in writing. Now, that was published, Frosty, on November 14th. So far, he hadn't even sent us a card.
Gee,
so that tells me we were right.
Right. I was going to say, I can't imagine why.
Yeah, he wants to just hide under his desk or hide under his rock or whatever. But one of the things that you'll also hear from policemen is that the immigrant community...
Okay, well, we're going to have to come back after these commercial comments, Sandy. Boy, oh boy, you're showing a whole bunch of folks a whole bunch of information.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Sandy Miller, journalist out of Phoenix, Arizona, showing what's happening with the sanctuary policy. I'll be right back after these comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And before we get off the air, I want to make sure that you have that email address of Sandy Miller. It's S as in Sandy, J-M, S-J-M 20727 at Quest, Q-W-E-S-T dot net. We'll bring that out again. And you really want to get a hold of this thing because it's very important. And you got to do something in your own city, in your own town, in your own situation, because if we continue sanctuary policies, they will simply just encourage more illegal aliens into your neck of the woods, and that's one thing you don't want. Also, before we go to the last segment here, we got a few minutes. I want to make sure that each and every one of you who may have a friend or a parent or a son or a daughter or a relative who cannot see or who cannot walk or who has MS or MD or CP or TBI, traumatic brain injury, or amputations, go to www.nscd.org. That's nsc.org, the National Sports Center for the Disabled, because I'm a teacher up there, and I would love to have any of you, or go to my website and ask me questions about it, but at Winter Park, Colorado, bring your loved ones out here to ski the mountains and give them a memory that they will have for the rest of their lives and free them up for a moment on the powdery slopes of Winter Park, Colorado. And you never know, I could be one of their instructors for the day, because it's a great moment in time, and I just invite you to do that. Sandy, if you could, let's talk about that last deal here, Ops 143.
Yes. One of the things, by the way, no matter where you live, whether it's Los Angeles, whether it's Minneapolis, whether it's Dallas, the excuses you will hear from your police chief, from your elected officials, are all the same. It's just as if they were choreographed at Central Casting. And the final one that you'll hear is that, well, if we use the immigrant community, now that translates to the illegal alien community, the illegal alien community wouldn't help us solve crimes if they felt that they were going to be deported. Well, that seems to contradict what they've been telling us, because they keep telling us that the, quote, immigrant community doesn't have any crime. However,
The further we go into the insanity of it all, it just takes my breath away.
It's just as insane as the rest of the immigration issue. But what I always remember, and I know I'm going to get some heat from this, I know I'm going to be called a racist, I know I'm going to be called all sorts of things.
Okay, I'll call you a nice person. So
I remember when I moved to Arizona 14 years ago, I saw scorpions in my house. Never saw them before. And so I went to a pesticide outfit and said, what do I do about these things? I've heard they can sting you and, you know, really do a number on you. Man says, well, I'll tell you what you do. He says, you get this stuff, and he says it's granular. You shake it around your house, at the outside of it. And I said, and that'll kill the scorpions? He says, no, it'll kill the crickets and the cockroaches. And I said, well, wait a minute. I don't understand. I want to kill the scorpions. He says, no. He says, that's what scorpions feed on. He said, you get rid of the crickets and the cockroaches, the scorpions won't have anything to feed on. So by getting rid of the illegal aliens out of your community, all these criminals that perpetrate crimes on them, make them victims because they're afraid, will go.
Sandy, thank you very much. That is a great, great metaphor for how to get rid of and why we should need to get rid of illegal aliens in Arizona and across the nation. I'll be in touch with you again, because I want to talk with you on this. I want to use that piece. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Sandy Miller, fabulous journalist out of Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks for joining us tonight, Sandy.
It was a pleasure, Frosty. Good to talk to you again.
Okay, we'll do it again.
Folks, bye now.
Have a great 2008. And I'll be here, and we're going to keep going right straight ahead. And just thanks for joining us. Good night. God bless. And Godspeed.
Joe said, I'm not going anywhere.